Today's Easter reading comes from the 28th chapter of Matthew, beginning with the first verse. After the Sabbath, as the first light of the new week dawned, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to keep vigil at the tomb. And suddenly the earth reeled and rocked under their feet as God's angel came down from heaven, came right up to where they were standing, rolled back the stone, and then sat on it. Shafts of lightning blazed from the angel. The garments shimmered white as snow. The guards at the tomb were scared to death. They were so frightened that they couldn't move. The angel spoke to the woman. "There is nothing to fear here. I know that you're looking for Jesus, the one they nailed to the cross. He is not here. He was raised just as he said. Come and look at the place where he was placed. Now, get on your way and quickly tell all his disciples. He is risen from the dead. He is going on ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there. That is the message." And the women, deep in wonder, full of joy, lost no time leaving the tomb. They ran to tell the disciples, and then Jesus met them, stopping them in their tracks. "Good morning," he said. And they fell to their knees, embraced his feet, and worshiped him. And Jesus said, "You're holding on to me for dear life. Don't be frightened like that. Go and tell my brothers that they are to go to Galilee, and I will meet them there." Amen.
Amen.
All right. So, you know, it was interesting. When it comes to Holy Week, you have all kinds of services, right? You got Maundy Thursday, which is the last communion that you have for Holy Week, right? And then you have Good Friday. And each one of those services are designed to help us think about what this week meant. And since we shared the services with First Christian Church of Decatur, Maundy Thursday was their service, and then Good Friday was the service that we put together and they participated. And Good Friday, I had to come up with a meditation for that evening. And I sat there and I thought to myself, you know, we've been hearing Good Friday sermons for as long as we've been alive. Amen?
Amen.
So what was I going to say that was going to make that cross with that black crepe on it make sense? And the only thing that I could think of at that point was to bring people back to what that week was about. You know, I know that we talk about Holy Week and we talk about all the different little things that happened Easter week. You know, when he first came into town, it was Passover. Amen.
Amen.
And they were going to celebrate the Passover meal. And when they got to town, there was the big parade. You know, we do Palm Sunday with that, with the ways and it's Hosanna and all of that kind of stuff. At one moment, they're making him a king. And yet, by the end of the week, things are not going so well. And, you know, and he told his disciples to go off and get a donkey. And, you know, and sometimes I think about that story and go, you know, we can't relate to that. Because today, if that were to happen, and Jesus was around and said, "Well, go get that SUV. Okay? How long do you think it would be before the Atlanta police were on a slow chase? You know, not letting the guy get to where he was going to go. And then, of course, they had to find that place where they would share the Passover. And in the meantime, everything is closing in on him. He knows that Judas is going to betray him. He knows that Peter, when it gets down to brass tacks, is going to deny that he was ever part of this. And he also knows the rest of those people who said that they loved him and cared for him and supported him were going to run like rats getting off a sinking ship. We can replay that on Good Friday, and they do. You know, we've made movies, right? Last night as I was going through the TV stations, every station, you know, the independent stations, had a story about Jesus. Amen. They had what's that one guy's name? The guy from Lethal Weapon, Mel Gibson, and The Passion. And of course, I happened to stumble across that at the time that they're nailing him to the cross, and you know that whole scene. And that's a god awful movie. Amen.
Yeah.
It was a little too real for me. And then you see another movie, and then there was Jesus Christ Superstar. They were all on last night. So we talk about the gore, we talk about the chaos, but the one thing that I asked them to think about on Friday was what were the first words from the cross? Anybody remember? Bingo. God, forgive them. And the reason that we need to concentrate on that is because if there is no forgiveness, then we're not here today. If there's no forgiveness, there is no life.
Amen.
There is only death and destruction. And that, my friends, is what makes today so incredible. Because it was at the moment that we love to talk about Jesus having a free will. You know, and there are people who talk about the fact that he could have called 100,000 angels down and he could have changed his mind at any point. But what we don't talk about enough is he could have also remained silent. But he ministered to us right to the end. The message to us was that they can kill us, but they can't beat us. You might take our life, but you can't have us. And it all came in that one chosen line that Jesus uttered from the cross, God, forgive them. And that is what enabled what we read about today to happen. Because if he doesn't forgive, they bury him and we all forget about it. It is what raised him from the grave. Now, I know that there's lots of debates, and if you've been in the church for any length of time, you know there's different resurrection stories, there's different theologies and thought processes about the whole resurrection experience. But I titled this sermon today, Why I Still Believe. Because in all of that, in all of the chaos in the world, with people willing to kill each other when they don't agree, when you have political candidates call each other names, when you have people who call themselves Christians that are willing to carpet bomb an entire country and kill as many people as they can. I wish that they would remember these words. God, forgive them. Because it is in that forgiveness that we have life. If you think about it, at General Spirit Christian Church, we're proud of the fact that we're progressive. We're proud of the fact that we invite all kinds of people in. We're proud of the fact that we don't have any walls. But you want to know what makes it work? The fact that Christ is alive in each of us and we're forgiven. And because we're forgiven, it doesn't matter how dumb people act towards us. And I'm being nice because we have visitors. You come a second week and I'll give you the word that I was actually thinking of. We find a way to let that go. Understand that what the resurrection is about this morning is the way that you play out love. You can talk about unconditional love. You can embrace all the stories of Jesus. But what stands him in front of you, what stood him in front of that open tomb, was that he made a decision. And that decision was, to forgive and instead embrace. God bless you this morning.
Amen.